Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is Michael Van Tool. I'm just on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlight and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday at 9 a.m. The Sunday morning team is jumping on the line now. We just had a little hiccup getting online this morning. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. How are you? Well, let's go to Carolyn. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Michael. Morning, team. It's a beautiful day in Detroit.
Yes. Good to hear your voice. We're just having some minor difficulties just getting online this morning, but we are on track. Also, political analyst and community activist, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning, King. Good morning to the beautiful citizen of Detroit.
Excellent. All right. Prophet is Christy Laster Andrews, our devotional leader this morning. Good morning, Evangelist Christy.
Michael Van Tool. Good morning. Good morning to our Sunday morning team, and good morning to our listeners this beautiful
Great.
Day.
Thanks. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our author, lifestyle editor, thank you so much. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit. I'm great. And you guys?
Hey, awesome. It's glad to hear your voices. Of course, we had just a little stumble start here trying to log in and get on to the Talk Network, but looks like we're all here. Great. I'm so glad. Let me tell you, we are broadcasting live from our Southfield studios this morning, and Minister Love Lamone, prophet, minister, musician, songwriter, he is here in the studio. Good morning.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Peace and blessings to you.
The Sunday morning team is here, and Minister Love Lamone, we are going to get back to your favorite topic, and that is a healthy Christ-based relationship and how to stay in a good relationship, a godly relationship. Okay. All right. So we're looking forward to that. All right. There's some people I want to thank right off the bat before we get going here. Number one, I don't know if you guys got a chance to listen to the Praise Network this morning. Did anybody get a chance to listen?
Yes, Michael, I was listening to it this morning, and your guest, I was named Ramon.
Yeah, Ryan Rutley was
Ryan,
on this
okay.
morning.
I apologize. I haven't had my coffee yet. My short-term memory kicks in pretty good without the coffee, but it was a great show this morning.
Yes, it was great to listen to it this morning, and I tell you, they did a good job with the editing, because we do it in a raw form earlier on Wednesday, but they put it together and they make it sound really good by Sunday morning. But we enjoyed getting up and listening to that this morning. Before we get moving with our topic, of course, we got news, we got weather, and we got our special guest in the studio this morning. All right. if you are looking for a employer-based health coverage and you don't have it, I have a health lifeline available for you from Ameriplan, and it covers dental care, vision, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, hospital stays, and telemedicine. And let me tell you, I've tried the telemedicine. It's great. I was able to meet with my physician the other day, and we were online, and telemedicine really does work, and it's safe. These plans start as low as $19.95 a month. If you are interested, here, give me a call, 248-516-8300. 248-516-8300. Of course, I couldn't get this done without the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. You can reach him at 248-567-9990, the warrior lawyer. Optimal IT Solutions, this is an inexpensive way to get your laptop, desktop, your tablet repaired, fixed, and get back online. If you got a hard drive that crashed, Optimal IT Solutions can save your data and put it back, and you can be back in business Monday morning. Here's the number for Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429, 248-796-2429. I just want to take a moment real quick before we get in and to thank all of those who are streaming online, listening to the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for those who already are listening online. And let me tell you, Brother Lamone, look at this board. The lines, they're lit. They're lit. They're here for you. They knew you were coming on. And they're here. Yeah. All right. You know what? I'm just so busy here this morning. That's why I said, let me get to the studio because there's so much to be done. I want to also let you know that if you want your company to be heard on the Michael Van Tool Show or on Community Highlights, give me a call at 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300. All right, Carolyn from Livernois Dental Care is here with us this morning. Good morning, Carolyn. How are you? And tell us something that we need to know about Livernois Dental Care.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Livernois Dental Care, we're located at 17170 Livernois Avenue. We're open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, open every other Saturday to help you with your dental needs.
And we know it's on Livernois, but what's the cross street there, Carolyn?
Our cross street is McNichols, six mile in Livernois, right next to Greg's Pizza.
And I try to cover something different each time we talk, and today I want to talk about the staff that you have over there. And we covered it a little bit the other day, but you've got a team of dental hygienists and assistants and lab technicians and much more. Tell us about the staff and the work that you all do.
So we have two doctors that are working with us. We have Dr. Rothes and Dr. Dardar. Those are our dentists. And we have a staff of dental assistants that work with us, Linda and Nicole, front desk office, Sylvia, Lisa, our lab technician, of course, is Ahmad. He's on staff every day, and he can also do your partial and denture repairs on site, have it done within 2 hours. So we're available, and we're equipped with everything that you would need for your dental care.
Okay, what's the phone number, Carolyn?
So the phone number here is 313-340-9709.
Great. And we'll talk to you more in a few minutes. We are opening up our phone lines this morning. It's about relationships. Minister Love Lamone is here. Prophet Lamone is here. And I'm so excited. We always have an engaging conversation with him. But we've got news and weather coming up. We'll be right back after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Attention all seniors. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. All right, we are back. We're going to open up our phone lines. Minister Love Lamone is here talking about relationships. And that happens to be our first news story this morning. Unfortunately, as most of us expected, and according to the LA Daily News, Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from rapper Kanye West after 6.5 years of marriage. The move brings an end to one of the most followed celebrity unions in our lifetime, the marriage of reality TV superstar and hip-hop and fashion icon with four kids and a vast fortune will bring even more attention to the power couple. This was the first marriage for West and the third for Kardashian. Ironically, the announcement came after a failed run of the U.S. presidency by Kanye West last year. Texas produces more power than any other state, so why is it experiencing the worst power shortage in Texas history? As the coldest snap in over 100 years hits Texas with snow and ice, millions of Texans lost power to heat their homes, and now there's a water shortage due to busted pipes and poor water pressure. In 2012, they had a heat wave and could not meet the demand. Here's why. Number one, demand skyrocketed. Number two, natural gas, coal, wind, nuclear, and other power facilities in Texas were knocked offline by record low temperatures, freezing and ripping pipes and machinery. The power company also had to initiate blackouts to prevent the system from totally crashing. Texas decided in 1934 not to participate in a national power grid supervised by Washington, D.C., like all other states. It was expected to be cheaper, along with deregulation, and no investment had been made in improving, updating, or expanding capacity. As our grandparents said, the chickens have come home to roost. Henrietta Ivey, want to add to the news, ma'am?
I was just going to piggyback off of the Texas situation. It, you know, with the that their mayor is in Cancun, I believe.
Senator Ted Cruz decided to fly
out. He didn't stick around to stand by his people. So, again, that just goes to show to the leadership of each one of these states that we have to be very diligent about who we elect for our officials, and when they show their colors, then we need to mobilize and make sure that Mr. Ted do not get that seat again. But I have a story that's really funny but newsworthy, and this comes out of Columbia University, where a professor by the name of Carl Hart is a psychologist and a neuroscientist. And he chairs the psych department and is fondness and have a fondness for the use of heroin. He's a heroin user regularly, and he wants to get legislative to back him up and legalizing drug use. I sit here and I think to myself, we have a professor who's a scholar. 54 years old, he's married, father of three, has claimed to have snorted small amounts of heroin as much as 10 days in a row and enjoy it mightily. And he recalls in his book, Drug Use for the Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of the Fear. I'm like, how do we – it makes you think about a lot of the decisions that are made in our country and have these leaderships and these politicians read that book. It's like, who will champion drug use? Because it works for you does not mean it's going to work for everybody. To even put it out there in the atmosphere, I think is dangerous and careless. Because maybe he can afford to have that luxury, and maybe it does all these wonderful things for him. But we got to think about the women and the children that are affected by this epidemic of opioids. To push it as a recreational drug, I think is dangerous and stupid. So I just thought I thought that was newsworthy, because I never thought I would run across a report that someone is championing drug use and wrote a book about it.
Yeah, I think we know now. And I think it's exposed during COVID that we do have a leadership crisis in many of our states. And we saw it evident. And that's why obviously we had a leadership crisis in Washington, D.C., too, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue all year last year. And that's one of the reasons why we have not emerged from this pandemic yet. But great observation. Thank you, Henrietta. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, everyone. So my story is the polar opposite end of Henrietta's story. My story is Alex Trebek's Jeopardy wardrobe is now going on job interviews, dressing the people who need it most. I loved watching Jeopardy when I was younger, and Alex Trebek always seemed like a great guy. So I want to read his article. When beloved Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek lost his battle to pancreatic cancer last November, he left behind more than family, friends, and a legion of adoring fans. He also left behind an amazing legacy of compassion and philanthropy. During his lifetime, the Canadian-born TV personality invested his passion, time, and money in a number of worthy causes. Continuing the tradition, Trebek's family has donated a portion of his personal wardrobe. Much of it was worn on air to the DOE Fund, and that's D-O-E Fund. Established in 1990, the DOE Fund has provided jobs, vocational training, education, and social services to more than 28,000 underserved Americans coping with addiction, homelessness, and a history of incarceration. The idea for the clothing drop came from Trebek's son, Matthew. Together, he and Jeopardy! Costume coordinator Steven Zimbelman chose 14 suits, 58 dress shirts, 300 neckties, 25 polo shirts, 14 sweaters, 9 sport coats, 9 pairs of dress shoes, 15 belts, 2 parkas, and 3 pairs of dress slacks to be donated to the DOE Fund's Ready, Willing, and Able program that provides interview outfits for those hoping to rejoin the workforce. We are so grateful for Jeopardy and the Trebek family's commitment to lifting up the most vulnerable among us, Dole Fund President Harriet McDonald told CNN. The men in our career training programs are always in need of professional attire so they can shine in their their job interview and work with confidence once they're hired. This donation alleviates the obstacle of not having appropriate clothing. During his last day on set of the Jeopardy show, Alex extolled the virtues of everyone opening up their hands and their hearts to those who are suffering. Jeopardy executive producer Mike Richards said in a press release, donating his wardrobe to those who are working to rebuild their lives is a perfect way to begin to honor that last request. Alex Trebek once stated, "Don't tell me what you believe in. I'll observe how you behave, and I will make my own determination." For loyal fans who followed him for 38 seasons, that determination is clear.
Excellent. That is so key. And I know some of you listening or online, some of you here on the program might have interviewed in the past. I have. When I was at the bank, I interviewed my employees from assistant manager to teller. And let me tell you, it is so important to be dressed properly. You know, that is something that you really should not have to worry about. But if you have to worry about getting dressed properly before you head out the door, there can you imagine? There's so many other obstacles that you
exactly.
have to, you know, in order to get hired. And you mean
right.
to tell me you don't have a jacket or a shirt or a tie? That's just one of the reasons why. A lot of poor, low-income and African-American and minorities don't get hired. I mean, we're just out
yes.
the gate. We're already behind the schedule, right out the gate. So
yes.
thank you.
Yes.
All right. Evangelist Christy Laster-Andrews.
Good morning. You know, very interesting stories this morning. And I really enjoyed Kimberly Batchelor Davis's story. She always has warm and fuzzy stories to share about giving and about spreading love. This morning, I feel encouraged this morning. I considered the scripture when I got up, 1 Corinthians 2:9. And it says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." I just felt so strong this morning that things are going to turn around. I know that Henrietta mentioned a story about the doctor that wants to legalize particular drug use, and we know the effects that opioids has had on our families, in our neighborhoods, in our urban communities. Now it's an issue because it has spread to other communities. But I just want to encourage someone this morning just to let you know that things may be in a disarray. Weird things are happening. Things that have never happened in our lifetime before has taken place over the last year or more. But you have to have hope in God, trust in God, that he has a plan for you. There is purpose in you, and God is going to bring you to that expected end if you just love him, serve him, yield to him. And I will not stop saying every Sunday, pray. We have
yeah.
to stay on our face and really pray. Who would have ever thought there would be a book written about legalizing things that have destroyed families? It is still time to pray. Don't stop praying, because I haven't seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the wonderful mm-hmm. things that God has prepared for each and every one of you.
Thank you
Amen.
So much, Evangelist. We needed that
Amen.
This morning. Yes, we did.
Yes.
All right. Carolyn Johnson, did you want to add anything to our news commentary segment?
I'm good.
Okay, great. All right. That's fine. Let's go to weather, Kimberly.
Good morning. So It has been cold the last couple of weeks. It seems like we may be coming out of that. However, our wonderful Winterland is going to continue to grow. So today we're going to have a high of 34 and a low of 28. However, later on this evening around 10, you may see snow flurries. We are scheduled to get about 1 to 3 inches overnight. Tomorrow it will be snowy. Our wintry mix will end. We'll have a high of 36, a low of 30. And on Tuesday, we will have a mostly cloudy, but we will be at a balmy 41 degrees, low of 29.
That's going to feel good.
That is going to feel good. So let's be excited about that. Wednesday is going to be partly cloudy with a high of Thursday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 34 and a low of 19. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high of 31 and a low of 22. And then on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 35 and a low of 33. So if you're going to go out today, bundle up, layer up, enjoy yourself. The sun will be out for the majority part of the day. And then as the afternoon starts to fade into evening, we'll get more clouds, and then the snow starts moving later on after that.
Great. All right. Thank you so much, Kimberly. All right. Our phone lines are open. Minister Love Lamone, Prophet Love Lamone is here, poet, singer, musician, minister. We are trading places. He's going to be sitting right here in the hot seat with us this morning. And so when we come back, Minister Lamone, the mic is yours. We'll be right back.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
Oh,
I promise you that everything is going to be all right.
Dexter here with us this morning. Good morning, Brother Lamone.
Peace and blessings to you, brother. And all of you that are listening.
What you going to school us with today, brother?
I would like to start. I just want to just say peace and love to my beautiful sisters and my brothers. I just want to start with this quote by our Heavenly Father. Like this, in Genesis 1:27. And God made man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. When God created this union, this relationship,
nobody was a boss. Nobody lorded over no one. This was a love relationship. I just want that to sink in just for a minute. When God created the relationship, see, that's what made me stay on this subject. Because there is no one like our God. Am I right or wrong?
Amen.
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 All right, now. So if God created a relationship, I need to find out what is so unique about the daughter of God. Notice now, I didn't say women. I said the daughter of God. Because we know, as Christian people, we know that there's another entity on this earth that is tearing this earth and relationships all apart. We already know that. God is the one who created male and female in his image. And the daughters of God are the most fabulous creatures made by God. I literally feel, because see, Adam was asleep. Adam was asleep when God created Eve. But God sent her to awaken him. I imagine that this man that's been looking at zebras and lions and tigers and beautiful birds all in his paradise, I can imagine what he would think about, what poetry he even created just by looking at this woman. God created. And he said these words, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. I have never seen anything like this." And he was just too thrilled. That's the only way we can size this up. You see, I've talked to a lot of my sisters, and I've talked to women of God, daughters of God, and there is a big difference. It seems like God did a special thing to my sisters who God touched from little girl.
Well, now, Brother Lamone,
you may not.
We lost our minds ever since.
Look, that's my whole point. God put his creation in this woman, and we were sleep. And maybe that's how come Mary can have a baby and then a man didn't even touch her. And maybe that's how come a woman can create something from nothing, like some of those women who created the cosmetic thing from nothing and came to be a millionaire. And it just looked like the sisters just got this creation idea on the ball. Better than a man, I have to just admit it. I'm going to admit I believe in giving credit where credit is due. Then God comes down. The Lord comes down. He forms up his son, makes them apostles, and then here comes this woman, Mary Magdalene, who follows him all the way to the cross when everybody else was running, when all those men was running. Who wrote a book that the men didn't even want published. But, oh, my sisters, you ought to read it. The Book of Mary Magdalene. Oh, my goodness. And I'll tell you this. I've talked to some brothers. And I said, brothers, when are we going to salute the daughters of God, when are we going to give a dinner for them? When are we going to play special music for them? Now, I started this thing in my mind, and I've created music for my sisters. I actually play, I don't know if you all know this, but at the Outback on Sunday, I do a nice dinner music there. And I created a musical. I created a Bath and Beauty musical for my sisters to relax by, think about God by, sit back in the tub and just think. I play the harp on this music. I play piano on this music. The guitar. It's online. But I want to just share this with you. It's something we have left out, my brothers. We have not saluted the daughters of God. God told Adam, I want you to give her, this is what he said, I want you to give her some gold, I want you to give her the myrrh and the frankincense, and I want you to give her poetry and writing.
Well, Brother Lamone, why is it? Is it because we are just caught up in our own little world with this macho thing? We don't want to admit that women have more power than us these days. Why is it that we're not connecting? For a lot of men, and I'm anxious to hear what you all, you know, think about this. Why is it that is there this divide where we're not in sync?
I understand exactly what you're saying, and let me just hit it right now. Satan was also available. He was watching, and he saw that man, Adam, and that woman in the garden. He saw the love. He saw the embracing. He saw Adam put her on his back and walk around, and he saw the relationship of love. And what he have done, he have instilled in the businessman, in the macho man, in the music man. I don't care what occupations men have. He have not added that the way he got this is from the inspiration of a woman. Now, that has not been said and wrote about. But men cannot do a lot of things if it were not for the inspiration of femininity. See, God made those two simultaneously at first. He made spirit at first. But God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Now, that was in the first chapter. But in the second chapter, now he created the flesh. And he created
why is it then, why aren't we in sync? We're not in sync.
The reason we're not in sync is because we haven't admitted to the truth. Listen, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. All we have to do is thank our Creator for his daughters. All we have to do is pray for his daughters and see what you give, you get back.
This is what I want to do. And I want to get to the phone lines too, but we've got some of our Sunday morning team are married. I want to get some, input from our married Sunday morning team members as to why. Are you in sync in your marriage, or if not, why aren't we more in sync in other relationships? I just want to hear from you guys.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
So it'll be 23 years for me in this September. My husband and I will have been married, and I'll tell you that a lot of times when people, and this is generally speaking, when people don't have God at the center of your relationship, then you aren't going to be in sync because you're going to come from a fleshly perspective. My husband and I, oftentimes when we're in sync, it's because we've prayed about it, we've gone to God, and then dealing with each other.
Uh-huh.
When you're tired, when you're overwhelmed with children, when you're overwhelmed with work responsibilities, family responsibilities or obligations, all of that takes away. And if you take your focus off of God, then, of course, when you go back to whether it's your husband or whomever else you're dealing with, it's not going to be a good mix because you haven't gone to God first.
All right now. That's right. You got to keep that thing.
Definitely got to keep it in prayer. You definitely have to pray if you're going to be in a relationship with anybody, whether you're married or you're seeking to be with a soulmate in your future. You definitely have to put God first. And if you do not put God first in helping you seek what he has prepared for you, you will run into anything, and it won't. It'll last. The temporary pleasures, the temporary flesh will only be temporary because the issues are going to come up because you did not put you didn't put God in it. So, I'm newly single. So, and I'm not saying that my relationship on my behalf. I know I prayed about, every relationship I've ever been in, both marriages, and a long-term relationship, I've always kept God in it. But when it's unequally yoked, it makes it more difficult, and it will eventually separate because it's not equally yoked. So moving forward, I personally have said to myself, in my next relationship, it's definitely going to be sent to me, prayed over, built by the Almighty Creator, and that's how I'll move forward. So I pray, and I congratulate any relationship or marriage that has lasted over 5 years up until the 20, 30, 40-year mark, because that definitely takes some steadfast praying and togetherness for a relationship to last that long. I don't care what anybody says. You can't be together for, 40, 50, 60 years without God in it. It's just not possible.
And I wonder if men, if we're competing with women, instead of trying to be in sync, we're competing instead of realizing that that home, you're all on the same team. You're all together.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I don't know. What do you, Christy, what do you think?
So I agree that, God should be the center of all things. And I was reminded just now of that, that three-strand cord that is often talked about during marriage vows, and God being that third cord to hold it together. At the same time, the Bible says that we are to submit ourselves one to another. And oftentimes we focus on the woman being submissive and doing what she must do as a wife, as a woman. These are her roles, responsibilities, and duties. But again, the Bible talks about submitting yourselves one to another.
Okay.
And so when you have that understanding, I'm submitting to you, you're submitting to me, there's always that opportunity to remove the ego. And we often talk about what that ego means is you're edging God out. So when you focus on your personal needs and your desires, there isn't really an opportunity for you to focus on what the other person needs. And so in that scenario of not focusing on what the other person needs, then that other one goes lacking, and it could be vice versa. And a good woman, a good wife, a good man, a good husband takes that opportunity to build the other one up. So there's no opportunity for competition. There's, you did this and I did that. If you understand that we are becoming one, and would you speak negatively about yourself? Would you beat up on yourself? Would you talk down about yourself in front of others? So I think when you realize what you do to your mate, you are doing to yourself as you become one, it'll help to change some of those behaviors.
You know, let's go to our live line. Robin on line 1393. Robin, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, Michael, I am here and I can hear you.
Great, great. All right, Robin, what do you think is keeping that divide from men and women working in sync together? Is it maturity? I've learned some things over the years. I wasn't always enlightened like I am now.
Do we need to call Mrs. Van?
Right.
We live and we learn.
Right now she's not available, but you know, I thought about that. No, listen. One of these days I'm gonna surprise you guys, and Mrs. Van Tool's gonna get on the line here. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna make for a wonderful discussion.
I thought about it, but she's never been on the radio. She's never been on the radio with me before. But I think I'm gonna surprise you guys one day, and have her on. And I'll have my attorney with me just to make sure that, you know, I say everything. But anyway, go ahead, Robin. Go ahead with your comments.
Okay, so what was the question again? It was because you kind of asked it in the next. So go ahead.
Why aren't we more in sync? Why aren't we more on the same page, the male and female, husband, wives, especially African-American relationships? Why are we competing with each other? Why are we fighting with each other? Why are we having separate bank accounts, financial infidelity? Why is all that going on?
You know what? I just think that there's so much competing interest in our society. It's a lot different than when it was, what it was, I believe, in the 40s and 50s and 60s. So women strangling the workforce, yay, which I certainly agree with. But our jobs, our kids, technology, so much pressure on us as individuals and certainly on the family. And if we don't keep those lines of communication open, I think it's just like really easy to just get in our silos and just function on a day-to-day basis without really, truly breaking down the communication process. And I understand that there's prayer and there's God. I get that. But, you know, God gives us the gift to do other things. So it's just more, it's not just about praying, it's about doing. And I think a lot of times it's a lot easier for us not to do, if that makes sense, not to talk to your spouse, not to give in to their needs, not to put them first. And I think we really need to kind of question ourselves as individuals. Are we really looking at that person's best interest and putting their needs maybe before ours?
Mm-hmm. I would like to.
Go ahead, brother.
Yes, I would like to share this mystical thing that is not being talked about. And I know it because I play for weddings. I pull men aside. I want you all to really listen to what I'm saying. I pulled men aside who was getting ready to get married or who had gotten married, and asked them, did they know what they were doing?
Their wedding day, huh?
On the wedding day or a day before the wedding day. Then I had this, I'm going to tell you this, I had my brother's wife, she confided in me, if it hadn't been for me, he would have got a divorce. She said, brother, if you don't talk to this brother of yours, I am going to divorce him so quickly to make his head swim. I said, what did he do? And I know that she had something, and I knew it was him. See, men don't want to admit to a fault of ours. We don't want to admit to this. We don't know how to guide. We don't know how to keep things in sync because we haven't asked. Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, mm-hmm. and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. But we ain't not seeking, we're not asking, we're not knocking, we're just doing stuff. So I asked her, I said, well, what did he do? She said, he left me in Mexico. Not New Mexico, Mexico, where they speak Spanish. And I said, how did you get home? She said, my sister came and got me. I told my brother, if you don't give me a good explanation for what you did to my sister, you're not going to be my brother no more. That's how serious it is to me. I'm tired of my sisters, the daughters of God, squawking about these men. I mean, talking about these men and documenting this thing in their minds. But I need my sisters to take this to these men tell these men, not in a negative or a disrespectful way, tell these men their fault. Jesus said, if a man offend you, tell him his fault. I know the works because Jesus came all the way down here from heaven, and he showed me and gave me a revelation of what is lacking, what is off sync in the male and female relationship. And I can almost rest assured that the women that know me, even the ones that I was married to, oh yeah, I was married a few times, the one I was married to have came back to me and said, you have came up with something that I wish you had this when I knew you. I said, well, it happened. I prayed about it. I sought God, and it happened. I know how to fix men. I have fixed them. So when they go home, they can work on their faults, put them down, take them to God. God's angels will escort men and help men. We need divine help.
Mm-hmm. Brother Lamone, yes, and I think it is a maturity thing, and the thing, there are some things that we learn. Let's hear from one of the brothers. Let's hear from Chaplain Kathy. Chaplain Kathy's on the line. Good morning, Chaplain. Jump in here give us your perspective, your point of view.
Yes. Oh, God bless you, man. God bless you to everyone that's part of your praise and worship team. Have you ever sat back and bit your fingernails waiting to get in on something? That's how I've been on that.
A lot of men, whether we
kind of be spiritual or whatever, we don't have the particular fortitude necessary to convey this relationship thing. So let me tell you what thus says the Lord.
Go ahead.
The reason why your marriage is going bad is because you treat it like it's a relationship. The reason why your relationship going bad is because you treat it like it's a marriage before you even get there. Look, the Bible says, what I, God, joined together. See, we that's married must understand what the word together means. It means to get hurt. You see what I'm saying? So you have a security. You have a security on your marriage. See, this ain't nothing to play with, man. We'll get on here and we'll talk. These women of God on here, man, they want to know it's straightforward. And I'm going to tell you a straightforward. The reason why us men have not held on to the marriages that God has put us in, because we don't understand together. We don't understand that the Bible says that what I, God, joined together. Let me break it down for you. What I, God, joined to get hurt together, lest no man be put it under. So anybody can destroy your relationship, but they can't destroy your marriage, baby.
You know, y'all just blowing right through my 10 o'clock hour.
I'm going to sit on here and tell you too, through the Michael Van Tool show. Us men need to understand what the word together really means. It means to get hurt. If you don't stop sitting around waiting for her to get you and go. The Bible says that a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Get up and go find that wife, man. That woman says she been married for over 22, 20. See, a divorce is not a bad thing. A divorce says, that, man, I'm tired of it. I'm done with it. God kicked Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden and didn't hit them up on Facebook, Twitter, Moco. He didn't look them up on an email or nothing. So I know for certain, if you get a divorce, it ain't a bad thing. It just simply says, I'm tired.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
I'm a witness out here.
Okay. Unequally yoked.
Chaplain, let's let
is there a comment from the Sunday morning team? I just, because it's hard to break through sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I'm
team,
sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, that's all right. Okay. But
all right,
ahead.
You're fine.
Go ahead. Let me.
And team, you wanted to before we go back to another call.
Well, yes,
you know what? I was
Christine.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, darling.
I was just gonna. I was just gonna go back to what Prophet Love Lamone had mentioned. When there's an issue in the relationship and communication, that we should go to that person and share what we feel that they've done or how we feel that they have, you know, treated us that may have been inappropriate or whatever they've done in error. And I thought about how the Bible tells us that if we don't have wisdom, that we are to ask and it would be given liberally. So I think when we approach 15 years for me in marriage this August. But when we approach a situation to discuss with anyone, especially in marriage, when you're dealing with feelings, because oftentimes the person that is closest to you, how you say things and what you say can affect them the most when they're close to you. So I think that we have to be prayerful, careful how approach the situation to discuss things that may make you uncomfortable. And the young lady that called in talked about not just praying about it, but doing something. So communication, the way you communicate, communicating in love is so essential. And if you're not in a position where you've been stirred up so and you cannot communicate in love, then take a moment, catch your breath, pray, listen to music, calm yourself, when and get to the point where you can communicate effectively in love.
Amen. Amen.
I would like to share with you, my beloved sister, that is so profound. I wish that my brothers was mature enough to sit down and to be able to take very, very loving criticism. It's really unique. And if you only let this happen, my brothers, you will see how unique this is. To receive something from a sister, a God woman, it really, really is beneficial. I put my music, my ministry, and my all on listening to a sister of God because they are special. God has touched them with his spirit. They're not like a sister in the world. That's why he said, you out there in the world, but Jesus did a special prayer. It's I think it's in John or Mark, I forget. But it was a special prayer God did for his divine people. People who seek him. I like a sister. See, my grandmother woke up in the morning praying. My grandmother went to bed praying. My grandmother and my mother told me to pray. I did it. I didn't say to men. You didn't hear me mention no men, did you? I had uncles. I had my father was a pastor. But it was the women. My mother the one bought me the guitar. My mother one got the keyboard. There's something about a sister of God that, oh, my, I can sing, I can write about them, and it still won't be enough. There's something special about a daughter of God. Do you all hear me?
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Something special. And I'm not going to hold this back. And all I want a brother to do is when he see a sister and meet her, even if she doesn't go to church, she need to talk to one of the church sisters. She need to just, and he need to talk to him. You need to go and to church, and you need to meet a sister. And just take her out for lunch. Don't worry about nothing else. Take her out for lunch and just take her somewhere and just say, you know, I don't have a Christian woman in my life. I just want to know how you think. I just want to get to know you. And
Brother
let
Lamone,
her talk to you.
Brother,
it's time for my brothers to be listening to the sister. sister's been listening to us long enough.
Yeah. Look, Brother Lamone, I think men have taken the heat. I want to go back to our phone lines. Minister Smith is on the line. Dr. Smith, is it always the man's fault? Is there some blame to share here for this relationships being out of sync, out of whack here?
Well, the devil is the biggest culprit here.
That's right.
I know I got a witness because we don't see when I, you know, a lot of times I was taught, if you don't listen to your elders and your leaders and your parents,
uh-huh.
you can make a gravely mistake.
My Lord.
And so what is happening now is so many people are getting into relationships. And I'm getting ready to mess up, so y'all excuse me.
No, go right ahead.
So many people get into relationships, and this is what we hear of husband killing wives, wives are killing husbands.
My Lord.
I ain't in that. This is why the Bible puts it simply, men ought always to pray and not faint.
Uh-huh.
If we pray, God will direct our paths.
Amen.
We have a God getting somewhere. And so in this last hour, we got to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about a man being the head or the woman being the head. My dad told me, son, grab your wife and y'all go to God together. Now, in the event of excuse me,
that's
in the
right.
event of somebody don't want to go, well then you go and you let God deal with the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say. I ain't blaming nobody. I'm blaming me because I need to hear from you. I need the Lord to do some stuff for me. So,
mm-hmm.
And I would suggest any other brother that's listening, don't put no blame on a woman. You better go to God yourself because a lady said some years ago, something happens when real men pray. Well,
ooh, come on, man. Come on.
I'm
say
here
it,
to so anyway, it's time for us to get it together. And that's all I'm going to say.
You know, okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Minister Smith.
Mike.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Can I just say this? Because I don't want, I know some men of God.
Yes, sir.
I know some personally. I know some married ones. And their wives and them are as one. I'm just putting it out here that our brothers need feedback from the daughters of God. I know this for natural fact because we haven't been listening. Now, come on now. Let's just face the fact. We haven't been listening.
It
we didn't
true,
even listen
sir.
To our mother and father half the time.
Yep.
So we have been doing things on our own, thinking that we know all the answers.
That's where we mess up.
No, human beings. Some of us just don't know. We just don't know. And you know what? It could be his father's fault, where his father didn't take him aside. His father didn't show him manhood. See, my father took me fishing. My father took me hunting. My father sat down and worked with me. He told me, don't ever disobey your mother as long as you in this house, because your mother's word is my word. Now, I grew up like that. I know about it now. We have not been listening. And God is going to embarrass us. We ain't going to have no women after a while. I prophesy this. Our women are going to turn to other races. Now, this is nothing to play with. Now, I'm getting tired of this now.
You
we have not
you know
been doing
they
that.
Are.
Right.
I agree with you, brother, because not only are they turning to other races, they're turning to each other, other women. Women are
now
dating other more than ever now. So things are changing. Let me go back because let me go back to Robin. Robin, you know, I think do you believe that this competition between the male, female, husband, and wife? Do you think that's a major issue? You know, a lot of men can't deal with their wives making more money than them. A lot of husbands can't deal with the fact that their wives have all access to everything and more than they do. They might even own the house. They own the cars.
That's right.
Do you think that is what's driving a lot of this separation?
So interesting you should mention that, because I had that exact subject or topic about that subject the other day with one of my really good friends. And so we did discuss that, and I think that definitely is an issue in a lot of marriages. I would like to say that I have a very enlightened husband. So
good.
I'm going now, bringing a little bit of bacon home. He's real happy about that, but I think a lot of men are not necessarily as enlightened as he is, and he has gotten a lot very competitive, I think, between the genders. But if you really think about it, you know, in our culture, African American culture, African American women have always worked. African American women have been afforded opportunities at times when men have not been able to. So, but I do think in this day and age, with regard to, again, as I mentioned earlier, the competing interests, our kids are under a lot more pressure than they were, you know, like decades ago. And we are fighting to still shatter the glass ceiling, but it can be competitive, and it probably can fracture the male egos. But I don't want to blame all men, because I think sometimes women, I mean, I get men should protect us, and, you know, they're the men, and they have a lot to contribute or not contribute with regard to relationships. But, you know, sometimes women, we can kind of get on our high horse, too, and think, hey, we're out here, we're making it. We're doing our part and not necessarily feeding that male ego like it should be fed. And I know I'm definitely guilty of that, just kind of being off in my own world. And let me say this. I've been married for 27 years, so I do have a little
great. Congratulations.
Experience in this area.
Yes, and I think one of the other things, Robin, is that there is this adjustment that black men are making now, too, because – a lot of black men are powerless or don't have as much power as they did before. They don't have much financial power. They don't have much of a authority over the house. So I think that's what it is.
Do you mean control? Because there's one thing to have power and to be a 50-50 partner. It's another thing to be controlled, because I don't want to be controlled and I will not be controlled.
Brother Lamone, see, I think that we just got a glimpse of reality right there. There is a power struggle going on in African-American relationships. There is. There's a shift in the power structure going on, and it has been for a few decades. But now I think it's so much in women are so much. Look, on a typical day when I do business, more than 90% of African Americans I deal with are women, business owners, executives, business leaders. They're in charge, the decision makers. So there is a real change in reality out here. And how are men, how are we going to be able to, how are we adjusting to that? We're going to have to make some adjustments, right?
You know what, Michael, can I just have a, because I'm going to comment on that statement you just made. I think that African-American men and women have always, and I agree with, I think it was Christy who said that we've always worked, or was it Robin? One of the, you know, that he spoke about.
Robin.
African-American. Hi, Rob. Okay, Rob. I want to say that we've always worked together in our household. The division didn't happen until modern ages, and everything was put forth to stand that, you know, women, you're not being treated fair. Black women have always had comfort and security in their homes, whether they worked or not. See, I come from an era where I watched my grandmother and grandfather work, and they were married 58 years before they both passed away. There was never a conflict about who brought more money into the house. It was money brought into the house. Whoever bought the most, it didn't shatter my grandfather's male image, because his wife worked and brought in a few more dollars. And if she brought in a few more dollars more than him, they sat down together and figured out how they was going to take that extra money and put it toward a bill or put it in a savings. It was always a communication there. It was never a male ego bruising. I had uncles and aunts who worked at the plant, aunts who were registered nurses. making more money than their husband. I never saw conflict there. What I did see was a togetherness on how we're going to work this money. So when we talk about today, I did a show last week called Love in Relationships. It was called Old School Love versus New School Love. And what I found in that, in those two couples who were a millennial couple and there were a couple of my generation, and what I found that they had in common was one thing, that they both were married and that the women both respected their husband, whether they made more money or not. And from the male perspective, what the male said on that show was, they didn't matter how much money their woman or wife brought into the house. What mattered was long as we respected each other. That money could never drive a wedge in respect. See, if there's a problem going on today where there's a disconnect from the black male perspective that his woman makes more money than him, then there's somewhere along the line. It ain't the woman who disrespected. It's you got to check yourself sometime at the door and say, you know, what am I mad about? Why am I feeling less than a man because my woman make more money? Were you maybe feeling less than a man before she brought the money in? Sometimes you got to check yourself and say, you know what? It ain't what my woman is doing better than me. It's me not doing what I'm supposed to do, and call it that. So don't get mad when your woman bring in more money. What you do is you congratulate her and say, baby, show me how to do it too so we can do this together.
Okay. Look at Henrietta.
Say that, Henrietta.
Listen to
Henrietta. I'm also. I know the truth.
She fired up and ready to go. Chaplain Kathy, he's been just jumping to get back in the go ahead, Chaplain.
Man, if you want to listen, if you want to put a black woman on tears, talk about black men. I love that Sister Henrietta. That Sister Henrietta, she could teach me. See, a teacher that teaches can't get taught. That's why I'm always willing to learn. And she can teach me any day. She taught that message, Mike. Listen, it's all about an understanding. It's all about a connection. There's a woman on here that says that she's been on men for 27 years. Or however long. You know why? Because you and your husband understood what together meant to get hurt. You understood that. You see what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, listen, we need a real doctrine when it comes to relationships. We need a truthful doctrine when it comes to marriages. This thing, man, with this pandemic and all of that has gotten us in a position to where is that? We want to see the manifestation of what God has already done. And that's why I thank all of the women that you have on here, because they are living witnesses of God's manifestation in what they not only say, but what they do, because I'm watching them. I'm watching them.
We're watching you too, brother.
All right. Oh, man, this has been just so lively and spirited. Thank Brother Love Lamone for jumping on and starting us off on the conversation. I think this is about the third time now that Brother Love Lamone has joined us, and it's always been a spirited conversation and increasingly more. I want to thank all of the callers. Thank you guys for your input, Randall and Robin, Chaplain Kathy, and others. For joining us on the line, thank you for making this a spirited conversation. This got so hot, we went over and beyond our time this morning, but it was worth it. It was worth it. We just want to finish up on a couple things. Carolyn, I just want you to give out the number, say something about Living Always Dental Care. We just got a few more minutes left, but we'll go right ahead. Let's just wait till she's there. There, Carol.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, no problem. No problem. See, you got caught up in the conversation like everybody else. I mean, it was a hot topic.
I'm pulling up scripture
today.
Left and right, so don't think I'm not listening.
What did he say? You're gonna have a lot to say about this stuff. I'm telling you. I'm waiting for that day.
like I said, I'm pulling up scripture left and right, so I'm listening. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, give us the number for Living Noise Dental Care and just some closing remarks on behalf of your company.
Okay, so again, we're at 17170 Living Noise Avenue, and our phone number is 313-340-9709. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and every other Saturday. Give us a call for your dental needs.
Okay, great, great. All right, Carolyn, thank you so much. All right. Look, I just want to thank those callers, and we did have some. We had some that tried to call in and got dropped off. I know we had some issues getting on from the very beginning, so just want to thank you all for your patience. I know everybody is busy working on things. Evangelist Christy Laster, I know you're we're pushing you close to your limit, but you've got service coming up soon, momentarily, right? And you're going to be on live soon, right?
That's correct. We'll be on Facebook Live at 11 a.m. Greater Pentecostal Temple. Join us. If you already don't have a commitment, we'd love to see your name pop up on our live. We are also having service face-to-face, social distancing, checking temperatures at the door, and masks are required.
Great. All right. And Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what you got coming up this week?
This week I'm going to record a podcast with a young woman who's going to talk about how she got out of her own way in her relationship and how she was able to find the love of her life and get married. It's going to be a fascinating conversation.
Excellent, excellent. Henrietta, I know you've been up early. You were listening like me this morning on the Praise Network to Ryan Rutley. Actually, we're going to listen to some of his music as we go out this morning, too. But what's going on with your efforts in the community?
Well, this weekend coming up, I will be a part of the guest list for the second annual Bring Back Black History to Detroit. Bring Back Black History, and it's sponsored by Detroit Black Panthers Historical Project. And we will be doing a two-day Black History celebration. And I will also be doing a show dedicated to Black History Trailblazers on what's going on in Detroit, politics in the park, also this Saturday. So I will be working those 2 days and, engaging the community on Black History and Black History Trailblazers.
Great. All right. Thank you, Sunday Morning Team. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Thanks again for those who called in on the line. And thanks for those who are streaming and listening to us on blogtalkradio.com. God bless you. Have a great Sunday today. We're going to listen to a little bit of Ryan Rutley, our guest this morning on the Praise Network. We're going to listen to some of his music, too, as we prepare to leave this morning. God bless you. And we'll see you next Sunday right here at 9 o'clock. On blogtalkradio.com. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day. Have a great day, Detroit.
Have a great day.
loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532.
All right, everybody smile. All right, hold it and...
Up and make me new.